Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, in.
Is this a coincidence or what? Have a seat.
Everybody, happy Thanksgiving. It's Chris Earle. It's Time Travel Thanksgiving Show 2020.
You're about to time travel.
A little time travel show, yeah.
You got Chris Earle with Time Travel 5 to 7.
Time travel will take over the controls and titillate your ears.
Oh, I'm Clint Eastwood.
Yo, this is Ice-T.
I'm Paul Newman.
This is Alec Baldwin.
I hailed a cab on Park Avenue this afternoon, and before I could get in it, you stole it.
You're the guy who tried to get my cab. I knew I knew you, yeah. You scared the bejesus out of me.
Come to think of it, it was awful easy to get a cab during rush hour.
We'll be right back.
I can take anything.
Listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. You're listening to Time Travel with Chris Earle. Happy Thanksgiving 2020. I broke this up into three parts today. The first third is going to be songs from the Thanksgiving movie Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Not only the best Thanksgiving movie of all time, there's not too many of them, but one of the best holiday movies of all time. Just watched that the other day. Once again, as an annual tradition, I usually watch that at least one time a year. And if you haven't seen, it's great. Steve Martin, John Candy, and they have to get from New York back to Chicago, and things go wrong. That's all you really need to know. It's a buddy picture, and it's comedy, and it's funny. Everybody I know that has seen it likes it. So check it out if you haven't. The next two-thirds of the show are going to be food songs. So I'm going to set you out with a Thanksgiving dinner. I'm going to give you songs about turkey, mashed potatoes, onions, mustard. and then I'm going to give you an assortment of desserts. So songs based on a Thanksgiving dinner. And then the last third of the show is going to be about being thankful or Thanksgiving in 2020. Maybe a couple of darker songs for the holidays for those of you who have to quarantine at home or aren't going anywhere. Those ones will probably be more up your alley. So anyway, next 2 hours, it's time travel with Chris Earle on WMFO in Medford. Happy Thanksgiving 2020, everybody.
I'd really like to finish this article. A friend of mine wrote it, so...
Don't let me stand in your way. Please don't let me stand in your way. The last thing I want to be remembered as is an annoying blabbermouth. You know, nothing grinds my gears worse than some chowderhead who doesn't know when to keep his big trap shut. You catch me running off with a mouth, just give me a poke in the chops.
Well, to be so perfect and odor-free.
You know, there's plenty of things about you that bother me, but I'm decent enough not
really,
to bring them up.
Really?
That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah. What do I do that bothers you? I'm just
well, there's
curious.
Lots of things.
Well, name
you
one. Why don't you
oh,
name
there's
one?
There's quite a few things. You want me to name one?
Yeah.
Fine. You play with your balls a lot.
I do not play with my balls.
Larry Bird doesn't do as much ball handling in one night as you do in an hour.
Are you trying to start a fight?
No, I'm simply stating a fact, that's all. You fidget with your nuts a lot.
You know what would make me happy?
Another couple balls and an extra set of fingers?
We'll be right back. We almost hit a deer, that's all.
Are you all right?
Yes, I'm fine. Yes, I'm fine.
People too, I mess around. They're doing the mess around. They're doing the mess around. Everybody doing the mess around. Ah, everybody was juiced. You can bet your soul. They did the boogie woogie with a sturdy roll. They mess around. They're doing the mess around. They're doing the mess around. Around. Now, when I say stop, don't you move a peg. When I say go, just shake your leg and do the mess around. I declare doing the mess around. Yeah, do the mess around. Everybody's doing the mess around. Now let me have it, that boy. Mess around.
You know, the finest line a man will walk is between success at work and success at home. I got a motto: like your work, love your wife.
We'll be right back.
did you kiss my ear? Why are you holding my hand? Where's your other hand? Between two pillows. Those aren't pillows.
I've never seen a guy get picked up by his testicles before.
Lucky thing for you, that cop passed by when he did. Otherwise, you'd be lifting up your schnutz to tie your shoes. I'm sorry. That's terrible. Do you have any idea how glad I am I didn't kill you?
Don't you have any idea how glad I'd be if you had?
più che tua mi hanno fatto innamorare.
Blue moon, blue moon, blue moon, keep shining bright. Blue moon, keep on shining bright. She's gonna bring me back on my baby tonight. Blue moon, keep shining bright. I say blue moon of Kentucky, they keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. I say blue moon of Kentucky, they keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. Well, the heat was on one moonlight night, stars shining bright, whisper on high, love, say goodbye. Blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. Shine on the moon that's gone and left me blue. I say blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on the moon that's gone and left me blue.
Do you feel this vehicle is safe for highway travel?
Yes, I do. Yes, I really do. I believe that. I know it's not pretty to look at, but it'll get you where you want to go.
I pull out of Pittsburgh, on down the eastern seaboard. I got my diesel wound up, she's running like never before. Well, the speed's on her head, all right. I ain't seen a cop online. I just passed a Jimmy and a white. I've been smoking.
Spare a stitch. No, Mom's gonna do the turkey. Yeah, Dad wants ambrosia, so I guess we gotta get those miniature marshmallows. And I'll do the crescent rolls, and you do the cranberries. You know I can't cook. Yeah, well, I'll see you tomorrow then. Gobble, gobble. Bye-bye. Welcome to Marathon. May I help you?
Yes.
How may I help you?
You can start by wiping that f***ing dumbass smile off your rosy f***ing cheeks. Then you can give me a f***ing automobile, a f***ing Datsun, a f***ing Toyota, a f***ing Mustang, a f***ing Buick, four f***ing wheels and a seat.
I really don't care for the way you're speaking to me.
And I really don't care for the way your company left me in the middle of nowhere with keys to a car that isn't there. And I really didn't care to walk down a highway and across a runway to get back here to have you smile at my face. I want a car right now.
May I see your rental agreement?
I threw it away.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy, what?
Your
Flintstones, meet the Flintstones, and the Marconi family. From the town of Bedrock, they're a page right out of history. When you're with the Flintstones, have a yabba-dabba-doo time, a yabba-doo time, you'll have a gay old time.
Wilma!
All right, so that's the first third of the show, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. We got to get there, right? So get in your cars and your planes and your trains, or stay home. That's what you have to do in 2020, or just stay home. That's probably the best thing to do. Don't even talk to anybody. Don't even get out of bed.
Anyway, it's been interesting.
That's the understatement of the year.
Did you know that wetlands are one of the world's most valuable places? It's true. I'm Morgan Freeman, speaking on behalf of Ducks Unlimited, world's leader in wetlands and waterfowl conservation. Wetlands benefit everyone by filtering and cleaning our water. Wetlands help protect people from damaging storms and help trap and slow floodwaters. Wetlands provide you a location for hunting, fishing, boating, and a place to enjoy nature. And more than 900 species of wildlife depend on wetlands for survival. That's why I'm supporting Ducks Unlimited's work to conserve and restore North America's wetlands. You can help too. Help Ducks Unlimited conserve wetlands by supporting its Wetlands for Tomorrow campaign. Ducks Unlimited. Conservation today, wetlands for tomorrow.
Oh, move over, Frank Perdue. The Michael Jackson turkey has arrived just in time for Thanksgiving. My turkey's got all white meat. Yeah, all the dark meat has been bleached out, so my turkeys are as white as I am. I select only young, fresh, male turkeys. And if these toms don't look exactly right, I send them to our poultry plastic surgeon so they'll look just the way I want them to. My Michael Jackson turkeys have a large opening for easy stuffing. Just grab a big fistful of shredded bread and... Ow! Why do I love young tom turkeys so much? I don't know. Maybe it's because I love fondling that big red dangly thing. Get the Michael Jackson turkey at your grocer's. Just look for the bird with a teeny weeny pop-up timer. And when you pick a turkey this year, go with a name that's synonymous with a young male gobbler, Michael Jackson.
Hi, this is James Brown, Soul Brother number one, always fighting. Now I'm fighting for your life. I'm fighting for your life because if you use drugs, you better leave it alone. Drugs are contagious. They're killers. Every drug is a killer. Stay away from drugs. Drugs will take your life away. And if you want to live, stay away from drugs. Because they are super bad, super bad, super bad, super bad, super bad.
Everybody's heard about the bird.
We started off with the bird. Everybody's heard about the bird, one of the most frightening rock and roll songs of all times, and the Trashmen with the bird. Back before the bird was, you know, the bird. Like the bird was a bird, but before Larry Bird and before the bird, when people did the birdie. Thanksgiving meal coming up. Time travel.
It ain't cool being no jive turkey so close to Thanksgiving.
Thank you. potato cakes, hash browns, and instant flakes, baked or boiled, or French fried. There's no kind you haven't tried. You planned a trip to Idaho just to watch potatoes grow. I understand how you must feel. I can't deny they've got appeal. Whoa, you like them whether they're plain or they're stuffed. Oh yeah. You're addicted to spuds. Your greasy hands, your salty lips. Looks like you found the chips. Your belly aches, your teeth grind. Some tater tots would blow your mind. And you don't mind if they're not cooked. You need your fix. I guess you're hooked. And late at night of bacon bits and sour cream. Whoa, you like them even if they're lumpy or tough. Oh yeah. Whee, it's pretty obvious to me. You can't get enough, you know you're gonna have to face it. You're addicted to spuds. Might as well face it, you're addicted to spuds. Might as well face it, you're addicted to spuds. You're addicted to spuds. Might as well face it. You're addicted to spuds. Might as well face it. You're addicted to spuds. What can I say? What can I do? Potato bug has got me too. Whoa, whoa. I used to hate them, now they're all that I eat. Oh yeah. We've often seen them whipped, but they just can't be beaten. Now I'm gonna have to face it, I'm addicted to spuds. Might as well face it, I'm addicted to spuds.
WMF.
My mommy said not to put beans in my ears. Beans in my ears. Beans in my ears. My mommy said not to put beans in my ears. Beans in my ears. Now why would I want to put beans in my ears? Beans in my ears. Beans in my ears. Now why would I want to put beans in my ears? Beans in my ears. You can't hear the teacher with beans in your ears. Beans in your ears. Beans in your ears. You can't hear the teacher with beans in your ears. Beans in your ears.
What's that you say?
Let's put beans in our ears. Put beans in our ears. Beans in our ears.
You'll have to speak up. I've got beans in my ears.
Beans in your ears.
Beans in my ears. You'll have to speak up. I've got beans in my ears.
Beans in her ears.
Hey, mommy, we've gone and put beans in our ears. Beans in our ears. Beans in our ears. Hey, mommy, we've gone and put beans.
Never mind the coronavirus. What if you get beans in your ears? I stuck a pea up my nose once, and my mother had to get, like, a straw and suck it out. It was disgusting. I could have died. She saved me. That's what mamas do. They take care of you. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Time Travel with Chris Earl here with you till 7 p.m. And, of course, you could always download the show afterwards at WMFO.org if you want to. But what's really the thrill of that if it's after Thanksgiving? Well, you're not going to listen to the Thanksgiving show after Thanksgiving. It's like it's over. People are so like, eh, nowadays. They're just like, eh. I need to be in the moment. I need to do this now. I need to do this before Thanksgiving. We got to run around. We got to get some turkey. We got to get the stuffing. We got to get the cranberries. We got to get the gravy. We got to do this. We got to invite so-and-so and blah, blah, blah. It's always a mess, isn't it? It's just like you're going a million miles an hour. And then afterwards, at the end of the day, it's like, hey, you ate. That's all that you really did. You ate. Shelter, clothing, eating, and then BSing with people. That's it. That's life. Maybe you want to have sex a little and show off your kids. Maybe you do that. That's it. It's life. We put a lot of meaning into crap. That's all I'm saying.